Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. Thank you. I'm grateful for your listenership. I appreciate you for hearing what I'm about to say. This is a shorter episode, as you notice. It's altogether about 17 minutes. And this episode is about our feelings, whether you're a man or woman, trans, whatever your gender is, your gender is to accept them, try to understand them, and work with them. We might not like them. We might hate them. We might despise them. We might love them. But work with them to the best of our ability, and the point is to be good enough. So thank you for listening. I am very happy for that. And you are an amazing person. You yourself are amazing, and it's important to discover that within ourselves, that we are all good people in our own way. And whatever we do, it's just good or bad. It's just a part of the timeline, part of the chapter in your life that you're on. Work with it, carry on, and just do the best we can. Thank you for listening. Here is Where's My Mind, hosted by yours truly, Chevy, also known as Brian R. Barter. So, I recently just got out of the shower, and the first thing that I did was get fully dressed and put on my shoes, my slip-on shoes. Now, I'm alone right now. I'm basically a little alone right now, and I have no plans to go anywhere else out of the house today. But why did I put everything on, including my shoes, when I didn't even plan on going outside? I put that on because it decreases my sense of vulnerability. I feel less vulnerable when I am fully dressed and have shoes on or boots. I usually wear boots. Today I actually wear less and I put on shoes. I feel like that physical armor is almost equivalent to emotional armor. Our emotional armor is what we put on every day that hides our vulnerabilities. We want to feel less vulnerable. I want to feel less vulnerable. I just went for a walk around the block. It took me about 5 minutes. And it kind of refreshed my brain, but it kind of almost put me in a fog too, because I was staring at my phone the whole time. And I spent all day debating if I was going to do any recordings today or not. I'm thinking, no, I'm too emotional, too vulnerable, too insecure to make a recording. But maybe I'm too sober, like, you know, unfortunately. Maybe it's important that I do make a recording while I'm feeling insecure and vulnerable. Because maybe I can express to you what it is to be truly insecure. Have you ever had an intense breakup where you felt like you could not carry on with your life after? You felt like you were stuck at a dead end, like you could never get past it, right? Most of us have felt that way, I believe. I'm 33. By the time you're in your 30s, you probably had a breakup so intense that you felt like you were dying after. You might as well be dead. You're dead inside. We both feel dead inside, right? We all feel dead. Stuttering here. That's my insecurities. We all feel dead inside sometimes. It's hard for me to say out loud that sometimes I just feel like I'm not even truly alive. I feel that way often when I'm outside of a relationship. I am codependent, clingy, needy, definitely an intuitive feeling personality type. So what do we do about it? Well, I often reach out to friends. I look for validation from others. Most of us want some sort of level of validation from others, right? We don't want to feel alone. Feeling alone and feeling lonely is our most vulnerable state we can be in. Back in, you know, the days of the Neanderthals, whatever, being alone, being separated from your tribe, meant you were probably going to die. It meant you were going to be eaten by some wild animal, and you felt a serious sense of insecurity because you are physically, emotionally, and more morally vulnerable. So I feel morally, we have a sense of mortality. Like when I was in a secure relationship with Matthew, I felt safe. I felt physically, emotionally, and mortally invulnerable. I felt immortal, almost like nothing could harm me. It was an incredible feeling. It felt great. It was probably the best feeling in the whole world because I have this oxytocin flowing through my brain. I have the love hormone going. I have dopamine going every time we kiss. Made love. If we made love and I went to work, oh my God, I have the best night of work of my life. Every time I go to work after making good love with Matt, I felt wonderful. And that's natural. That's normal. And then a tumultuous breakup that was very rocky and rigid and full of spikes and pain and daggers and swords and and it hurt. And it hurt so bad. I felt like it pierced through my heart, pierced through my brain. And I was laying there dying, bleeding out to death. Here I am. Hey, I'm bleeding out, everybody. Please help me. Please help me. I'm bleeding out. But what if you can try to repair that yourself? I'm probably the last person to talk about this because I'm struggling with this myself. I'm struggling to understand this myself. But I do get it. Trying to repair ourselves by ourselves is one of the hardest things we can ever do, I believe. It's easier to put on that emotional armor and go throughout life than it is to actually address our vulnerabilities, address our insecurities, and work with them to create a better version of ourselves, the best version of ourselves, by ourselves. I understand this, but can I do it? Can you? Yes, we can. But how? Well, first thing, after an intense breakup, we have to experience those emotions. Yes, we are men, and many of most of my, I imagine that a lot of my listeners are female. Well, the few I have, are you male or female? It doesn't matter. Maybe you're trans. Who cares? But it's like we for the male audience, we might have been told as younger children we should not address our feelings. Feelings are bad. It makes us less of a man. Well, I'm here to say that's fucking bullshit. I definitely feel like a male. I operate more on the feminine energy spectrum. Okay, I definitely operate more on the feminine energy, but I feel like a male. I always feel like a male. I like my penis. I like my body. I like my biceps. I like my chest. I love it all, okay? And I feel it's natural. But yet I operate more femininely, and that's okay. It's like, how can we feel our emotions and not feel bad about it? Well, I never have really quite felt bad about it. I just felt out of place about it. I felt like I was different because of it. But I've learned that there are many other intuitive feeling male types too. The HSP, the highly sensitive person, well, it is equally male and female. Although it is only 15 to 20% of the population, it is equally male and female. Slow down your speech, Brian. Slow down your speech, Brian. Those constant reminders we tell ourselves to slow down, like I just did. That was natural, by the way. Just put me on to a new subject. That constant reminder we tell ourselves to slow down is healthy. It's healthy to often tell yourself, hey, whatever your name is, slow down. You don't need to be working so fast. Your brain's in a flurry. Chill, motherfucker. Chill. It's okay, right? It's okay. See? Breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. Feel your feelings. What do I feel right now? Well, I feel lonely. I feel uncertain. Uncertainty is a big one for anxiety. I feel a little anxiety. Yeah, I feel anxiety. Not extreme, or I wouldn't be making this recording. Extreme anxiety, no, I simply cannot record. I cannot do it. At least I haven't tried enough to figure it out yet. But what I do know is that we all can feel vulnerable at times, and it's important to admit it and address it. So, I'm feeling vulnerable, yes, I am. So, what am I doing about it? Okay, well, I am speaking out my thoughts and emotions into a microphone. I'm saying it out loud so that hopefully somebody else will hear it and maybe get something from it, or at least understand me better. If it's a close friend, maybe you'll understand how I feel better, okay? Now, I've been alone pretty much all day. I had a brief moment where I saw my ex, and he drove me to the store and back. He helped me get a pack of cigarettes. I kind of had to beg. I'm bumming right now. And you know what? I feel really bad about that. I feel like insecure about that. I feel weak about that. Once again, remind yourself, that's okay. Every feeling we feel is okay. It's about how we act upon them. Now, if I feel angry, which I really don't, I don't feel any anger right now. I don't think I do. This is truly underlying subconscious. I mean, there's definitely some unconscious anger here. But I'm choosing not to address it because I don't know if it's underlying. It's not something I'm just feeling in the moment. It's like dormant right now. Like there's always going to be this resentment and anger, but it's dormant right now. And being alone like this, it's scary. It's scary. I feel afraid, but that's healthy and normal. You need to work out. I need to work out these feelings and figure out where to go from here. I know that I'm not going to be alone all night. I do have plans, if they pull through. And I'm really vouching on that. But what if they don't? I don't know anything. Like I said it wrong. I said, no. No, I don't know. I believe. I believe I'm not going to be alone tonight. But I don't know it with certainty. Uncertainty is every day. Every day, there is never a complete certainty. Never in a day in our life is there complete certainty. And how do we live with uncertainty? It causes fear and anxiety. So we tell ourselves, we find a way. So we actually authentically feel, I'm going to be okay regardless of the outcome of today. Because I will be. Because will I wake up tomorrow? Yes, I will. Will I sleep tonight? Yes, I will. Will I eat food tonight? Yes, I will. Do I have my basic needs met? Most of them. Do I have my basic needs met for being alone? Yes. Do I have the mindset for it? Somewhat. Yes, I do. Obviously, I know something here. Can I prove this to myself and actually do it? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. It's okay to feel insecure. It's okay to feel afraid. It's important to admit it to yourself. You don't need to express it to the world. You don't need to go posting on Facebook about how I feel so afraid and alone, which I do sometimes. I'm done. I did that. I had my month-long of sorrow. I had my month-long of sorrow, and I'm recovering from it. I'm slowly getting better. I think, I hope, I believe. I believe I'm getting better. I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can to be good enough. Don't constantly tell yourself, I have to be happy, or this has to be good, this has to be great. This sex has to be the most best sex ever. This movie watching has to be the best experience of my life. This moment is no, things have to be good enough. If anything in your life is good enough, consider that a small victory. Because you managed to be more or less okay in the situation, in the environment, in the whatever's going on in your life. You managed to stay okay. I'm good enough. How are you doing? Good enough. That is a great answer, I think. So, once you feel your feelings, tell yourself, it's going to be okay. And maybe make a little game plan in your mind about how you're going to be okay, how you're going to feel good enough, how the situation is going to be good enough for you. Maybe it's eating a tub of ice cream. Probably not very healthy, but sometimes in the moment, those comforts are acceptable, I believe. I'm an indulgent person who likes to rely on quick instant gratification relief. I drink alcohol, I sometimes use substances, and that's because I love the instant gratification relief. I love relief. I spent my entire life trying to feel okay. But don't we all? I felt so alone in that. I felt so alone. I felt my problems were unique. Like I'm the only one experiencing these. Nobody else in the world knows what it's like to be me. I learned there's actually a term for that. It's called terminal uniqueness. Being terminally unique means that you're so fixed that you're the only one experiencing what you're experiencing, and you always will be, that nothing will help you. You resist therapy because therapists don't understand you. You resist help from friends because they don't understand you. Nobody will ever get it. Nobody will ever understand you. And to the most part, that's true. Nobody will ever know what it's like to be you. Nobody will ever know what it's like to be me, except myself, except yourself. And also, EXCPD, besides that, it's ACCEPT, accept. Accept yourself. This is how I am. Accept your situation. This is how I feel. Accept it. This is what's going on. And I'm going to be okay. I'm going to deal with this to the best of my ability. It's okay to be male and be uncertain. It's okay to be female and be very strong. It's okay to be transgender and feel out of place, but yet feel strong and okay with yourself. Most trans people I've met, they do feel okay with themselves, really, because they have expressed themselves and they understand themselves and they accept themselves for who they are. That takes a lot of fucking guts, and I'm proud of them. I'm so proud of the transparent friends I have for being so okay with being unapologetically themselves. It's admirable. I admire them. I want to be like them, not trans, but I want to be as accepting of myself as they are. It's truly, I want to be accepting myself, and I am. I accept myself, but only to some extent. I accept myself for my interests, what I like, who I am, what I look like. But do I accept myself for how I feel inside? Do I accept in general how I feel inside? I think so. I think I accept it to the point where it's good enough. For now. I will keep working on it. I'll always work on myself, because never be satisfied with working on yourself. Never be satisfied with who you are. Always keep working to the next step, because every day, every week, every month, every year, we change. I'm not the same person today I was yesterday. And a year ago, I was far from the person I am today. I was so far away from this person, I couldn't even fathom being the man I am right now. I'm making recording mostly sober, and I'm doing it. I'm doing this whether I like it or not, because it's good for me. I feel good that I'm doing this. It feels great to get these thoughts out. And if somebody listens to this, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my words. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my words. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. I value that people listen to this, and I am grateful for it. Be grateful for what you do have. Be grateful for your life. Be grateful for a cup of hot tea. Be grateful for a warm meal. Be grateful for any gift, any pleasure you get in life, no matter how big or small. And thank yourself for doing it and getting that far. Thank those who help you. Love yourself. It's so fucking hard. Love yourself to the extent that it's good enough. Accept your feelings. Acknowledge your feelings. Accept your feelings. Understand them. Believe in it. Believe in yourself. Know that I'm going to pull through. Whatever your hard time is, maybe you lost your job. Maybe, like me, you had a breakup over a month ago, but I'm still recovering. Analyze your feelings. Analyze who you are. The other day, I wrote down a list of my core values. I have 10 core values. I'm going to list them because it makes me feel better. Number one, these are in order. I wrote them down. I analyzed my thoughts, wrote them down, and then I put them in order of 1 to 10. 1 being the most important. 1, individuality. 2, honesty. 3, love. That being in relationships, family, friends, and myself. 4, respect for others and myself. Let's talk about others first. 5, knowledge. 6, appreciation/gratitude. 7, loyalty. 8 and 9 go together, growth and introspection. And 10, tenacity. Those are my 10 core values, and I'm solid on those. I've always been solid on those. And I know myself well enough to say that and fucking mean it with authenticity and realistically. I mean this. I am sure about this. I am sure I will live tonight. Unless, like Donnie Darko, a fucking jet engine crashes in my bedroom window. But I like who I am. I like who I am, but do I love myself? It's a journey, and I'm going to continue on it and practice it every day. I want to say more. I have so much more to say, but the words are just not coming to me now. Thank you for hearing this. I'm going to keep it short. Chevy Kuhn, Brian Arbarter. Peace out. Thanks. I appreciate you all. I'm grateful for you. Be grateful to yourself.